listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Canberra needs to dish out more money to regional areas. That's according to the federal member for Barker, who wants to see more action within the Growing Regions program. Tony Passon says the government needs to move immediately to help the southeast.
Well, the reality is, without the support of the federal government, many of these projects are simply unviable. And that's why we need this regional development funding. It's about ensuring our communities are vibrant places where people want to live, work and raise a family in.
Suspending and expelling naughty students may not be the way to go anymore. New research out of UniSA has revealed vulnerable kids are more at risk of being excluded from school, which only exacerbates issues rather than resolves them. Lead researcher Professor Anna Sullivan says it's an issue that affects parents too.
If they're in sort of remote or rural locations, then the education system often doesn't have the sort of auxiliary health type support, allied health support available. It's left to those parents to try and make those arrangements, and they might have to travel thousands of kilometres to get an assessment done.
And a ewe on a limestone coast farm has given birth to sextuplets. It occurred recently on a hobby farm near Glencoe. One of the six lambs was unfortunately stillborn, but two are being hand-reared by owner Brad Shepherd, and the remaining three are being looked after at a nearby rescue farm. It's a rarity for a ewe to have six lambs at once, with sheep usually giving birth to one or two at a time. Taking a look at the weekend's netball results, in the KNT A-grade competition, winners were Border Districts, defeating Kingston 45-39, Narracourt besting Padfaway 58-39, Mundulla beating Panola 53-36, Keith defeating Bordertown 49-39, and Lucendale besting Kybe 49-40.